You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/archers.
Oh, Mem, it's a lovely idea.
It's the obvious solution.
Yeah. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Why not?
Well, I just can't see Ed agreeing to it.
Oh, it's such a shame. Your dad and I thought it'd be the perfect answer.
Yeah, I know. And I really appreciate it.
When I told him how upset you were, well, we both thought, what can we do to help? And then it came to us, why don't you all move in?
The thought of not having to find the rent every month makes such a difference.
Exactly. It'd give you some breathing space, that's the point.
Yeah.
Even for a few months, it's time to get things sorted out.
Yeah, that is what we need.
You sure Ed wouldn't go along with it? He must be so worried.
Yeah, he is, but you know what he's like, Mum. He can't ask for help. We've got to deal with it on our own. He has.
Oh, I don't know. There's your dad and me rattling around in that great place and you two having to pay rent you can't afford.
Yeah, I know.
Ed can see that, surely.
Well, you'd think so, but he thinks the whole situation's his fault.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I mean, what happened to the car and the milking unit going wrong? That's just life. It's not anyone's fault.
No, of course not. But if we moved in with you, it would be like telling the whole village he couldn't cope.
There you go, my darling. Oh, just how you like it.
Thanks, Mum. That's just what I needed.
Oh, you and Rhys, eh? Who'd have thought it?
It came as a surprise to me too, I can tell you.
Oh, he's a dark horse, I must say.
He's a charmer, in his own self-deprecating way.
Well, just you have fun.
Yeah, we are doing. Don't you worry.
Good.
Boy, you've got it very festive in here.
Yeah, it was Kenton yesterday afternoon.
Well, he's done a great job.
Yeah, he has, hasn't he?
How are the tickets going for the Christmas show?
A bit slow so far. Well, it's early days, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And how's your double out with Rhys?
Linda things were brilliant. If she had her way, we'd be up for an Oscar.
Oh, that's great.
In fact, she's given us a second bit to do, same characters.
Oh, yeah?
It's the very end bit, finishing with the kiss.
Oh, that's a challenge for you both.
Yeah, you're right. It's going to take a lot of rehearsing.
Morning, Neil.
Morning.
Hi, Neil.
Usual pint, is it?
You better make it a half. I mustn't be long.
Right, you are.
I've just been over to see Mike about the tree dressing day.
Jim's got you involved too, has he?
Well, only in a small way. Mike's running an info stand on the community orchard. I said I'd give him a hand. So, where's Rhys this morning, Fallon? Having a lie-in?
But what are you asking me for?
Well, I just thought it was... You'd seen him last. Sorry, aren't we meant to know?
Oh.
There you go.
Thanks, Julie. Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, it's not a secret, I suppose.
Only Susan was in the shop earlier and she happened to see you leave.
Oh, my God, I may as well put my diary on the Ambridge webpage.
Oh, no point, darling. It'd never be as up to date as the news in this place.
Remember last Christmas when you had Tracy and the rest of them staying?
Oh, as if I could ever forget.
I know Dad wasn't happy about it, nor were you particularly.
Oh, this is completely different.
Is it?
Of course it is. I'm sure it'd work very well. For as long as you wanted to stay.
Maybe, but... Well, if Ed won't agree to
well,
it, then...
Like I said, you need to sit down with him quietly and talk it through. It's not charity. It's family supporting each other in a crisis. It's what families do.
Yeah. And I'm sure Clary and Eddie would be the same if they had the space.
Of course they would.
Yeah. I'll talk to him.
Good. He really doesn't have to carry all this on his own, you know.
Shh.
Hi.
Oh, it's flipping cold out there. Oh,
yeah, it is. Do you want a coffee?
Oh, thanks, Em. Hi, Susan. Just had Oliver asking what we're doing for Boxing Day. Said we weren't sure yet.
Okay.
It's going to be work for me, mostly. That's obvious.
Oh, dear, look at the time. I'd better be off.
Well, I'll see you later then, Mum.
Yeah.
What time do you want me to pick up George?
Oh, I don't know, about 5:30. Is that okay?
Yeah, fine.
Isn't Nick dropping him off here?
No, he's going to Mum's for tea. I did tell you.
Oh, right.
Oh, by the way, Emma, I was thinking of going into Borchester on Tuesday. They're turning on the Christmas lights.
Oh, who's doing it this year?
Oh, no idea. I thought I might do some Christmas shopping. I don't know if you fancy joining me.
I'd better not.
No, you go, Em. We're going to need some stuff for the kids.
Well, I know, but how are we going to afford it?
Jazzer had this idea of hanging targets in one of the trees and then blasting them with 12 balls.
Oh, sounds like good family fun.
Nice one, Jazzer.
To be fair to him, they do that sort of thing in cider orchards.
When they've had a few, I expect.
Probably. But that's something different. They can do it as part of wassailing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's supposed to drive away the bad spirits and guarantee a good crop.
So there ain't going to be anything like that at our tree dressing?
No. We'll just be hanging up the decorations the children make. Or Jim and Oliver, will we?
Sounds more like it.
And Bert Fry's talking about reciting one of his poems. He's working on an ode to the trees, apparently.
That'll drive the spirits away, yeah. Right?
And Joe's threatening to turn up in his trap to publicise their turkeys.
Oh. Never want to pass up a commercial opportunity, is our Joe.
Hey, there you go, Mum. Maybe you ought to hang up a few Shire's beer mats on the tree. Oh. Get some publicity for the bull.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Never get past Jim, I'm afraid. Oh. Right, better be on my way. See you both.
Bye,
Neil.
I reckon we could do with some publicity. Mm. Looks like we're in for a quiet Sunday lunchtime.
You never know, could pick up.
Yeah, I hope so.
I might even be back here myself. If Reese has somehow managed to get himself up yet.
Won't want to come here on his day off.
Well, he might have to. He's promised to cook me lunch, but I've got a feeling it isn't going to happen.
Oh.
In which case, we'll be back, and he can buy me a roast.
I'm sorry, Em, it's not going to happen.
Oh, come on. Let's just think about it, yeah?
Don't need to.
We're not just talking about the rent. We'd save on food as well.
It doesn't make any difference.
So you're quite happy to go on living like this? Not knowing if we're going to be able to feed the kids.
Oh, don't talk like that, Em.
But you're not listening. I want to live and have a bit of fun sometimes, not have to count the pennies all the time.
I've looked for other jobs.
But you're a dairy farmer, Ed. We know how difficult that is. Tell me honestly, why are you so against it?
Well, because I care about this family. I want us to stay together.
We will be together.
In someone else's house. Accepting someone else's charity.
It's not someone else. It's my mum and dad.
Look what happened that time you went back to them, eh? That nearly finished us, Em.
But it didn't.
Well, I'm not risking it again.
Oh, come on, Ed. This is different. We were in that freezing cold caravan. I had to go for George's sake. Well, that's not going to happen again.
If I say I'm staying here, will you stay too?
Of course I will.
Good.
But honestly, wouldn't it be better for all of us if we took up Mum's offer?
I'm sorry, Em. I've got to get back.
You will think about it, though, Ed.
I'll see you later, love, OK?
Yeah.
So, did you get a chance to stir the pudding with Mia and Jake?
Yeah, I did. I went first.
Oh, you went first. Wow.
And did you remember to make a wish?
Yeah, I made a wish about Mummy and Ed.
Oh, yeah?
I wish they won the lottery and have lots of money.
Oh, George.
Was that a good wish?
A very good wish, I'd say.
But maybe we ought to keep it to ourselves and not tell anyone else.
Will that make it come true?
It might help.
OK, then.
Hi.
Oh, hello, love.
Hello, Mummy.
Is tea all finished?
Yeah.
What did we have, eh, George?
I had a pasty and beans.
Oh, lovely.
You going to have a cup of tea with us, love?
I think we'll get straight off, if that's OK with you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
you want to go and get your bag then, George?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, and don't forget the Christmas card you made with Nick.
Okay.
Did you get a chance to speak to Ed?
Yeah.
And?
It's what I expected. He wants us to get through this on our own.
Oh, that's daft.
It's how he feels.
Well, here's us with all this room and you're having to pay rent you can't
well,
afford.
Anyway, that's how it's got to be. For now, at least.
Oh, dear. All right, look, let's give the poor lad some space. He's only just had this thrown at
him. Yeah, well, he's got to think things through.
Fair enough.
You got everything, George?
Yeah.
Right, let's go, shall we? Say thanks to Nana and Grandad.
Thank you, Nana and Grandad.
You're very welcome. See you soon.
Okay.
Bye, love.
Bye, Mum. Bye, Dad.
Yeah, bye, love. Wow, that's a pity.
Like I said, we need to give him some time.
Do you think it would help if I popped round and had a word with him?
Oh, not really, no.
Just to say we're not doing it because we feel we have to.
Oh, Neil, I don't think that'd be a very good idea.
You're probably right.
We've made the offer. I think we've just got to leave it up to them.
Hiya.
Hi.
Oh, any chance of a quick cuppa?
Yeah, sure.
Where's George? Did you pick him up?
Yeah, he's through watching a DVD.
Did he have a good time?
I think so. Do you know what he said tonight?
What?
Could he please go to Will and Nick's on Christmas Eve?
He said that?
Yeah, he's got this idea about hanging up a stocking over there as well. With me and Jake.
You know what, he thinks it'll be more fun.
I don't know. Maybe.
Em, do you think that I want our kids to have a miserable Christmas?
No, of course not.
Don't you think that I'd like to be buying them nice things?
I know you would.
Well, maybe next year we can, but... For this year, things are going to be tight.
They don't have to be.
Yeah, if we go to someone else's house.
Would that be so bad? If it means we can stop worrying about the bills and enjoy ourselves. Isn't that the Christmas we both want for the kids?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I suppose.
Well then.
I'll think about it. Okay.
Morning, Elizabeth.
Morning, Roy.
You're not going to believe this. I've heard back from one of our potential sponsors, and they're interested.
My goodness.
I know, it's amazing. But they only got our email Friday afternoon.
So who is it?
Well, Shire's Brewery, no less. Yeah, their marketing director, a chap called Steve Pritchard. Wants to come and check out our facilities, ASAP.
Well, maybe they've got some promotional money they need to spend in a hurry.
Well, if they have, I don't mind helping them out.
Absolutely not. So have you made an arrangement?
Yeah, he's coming out Wednesday morning. I'll major on the rare breed unit.
Yeah, good.
Then I thought we'd have lunch in the orangery and I'll give him the hard sell.
Sounds very promising.
Will you be able to join us for lunch?
Well, I'd love to if I can. Let's have a look. Yes, that seems fine. What time's he here?
11 o'clock.
Shall we say 12:30 lunch, then?
Yeah, perfect.
Good. Now, how are things going on the antiques front?
I've done a quick check round the stallholders, and well, everyone seems happy. Plenty of interest, and business is okay, given the climate.
Good.
Right. I need to see how they're getting on with Deck the Hall, so if you'll excuse me, Elizabeth.
Well, how about a coffee first?
Well, have you got the time? I mean, don't forget, you've got Lewis's architect coming over at 10.
I was hoping to have a quick word about that.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, and I must remember to get onto the bank. If this dairy conversion goes ahead, we'll be looking at big money.
Hello, David.
Oh, hi, Ed. Hey, that was very good timing.
Yeah?
Yeah, I need to load these two up. I was waiting for Ruth to give me a hand.
Well, no problem. I can help.
How would you? Thanks, mate. Because it's time I was on my way.
Well, where are they off to? Crowthers?
Yeah. I got them booked in for 10:30.
All right, the traffic's okay on the bypass.
Yeah. With all this dreadful rain there's been, who knows?
Oh, yeah, the fields are terrible.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I need to get a move on. Right, you two, come on, let's have you. Can you shove a bit more straw on the ramp, Ed?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Great. Yeah, that should do it. Right, you ready?
Yep.
Right, go on then.
Go on.
Go on. On you go. Go on then. Good.
Go on.
That's it, keep them going.
Go on then.
There you go. That's it. Well done.
Nice couple of beasts.
Yeah, they're not bad, are they? That's our Christmas orders up there.
So, how are they going this year?
What, the orders? Yeah, pretty good considering. People still seem to want their seasonal goodies.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you want to see me about? Imagine you didn't come over to help me shift cattle.
No.
Well, if it won't take too long.
It's okay, look, you're in a hurry, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ed. Will it keep?
Yeah, no problem.
Look, as soon as I get back from Crowther's, I'll pop round. How's that?
I don't know how he does it, but he's definitely got the knack of getting through to youngsters.
So Freddy's doing okay, is he?
Yeah. And I'm just glad he seems to be getting so much fun out of it as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, last week, the two of them were going round trying to find out everyone's weight. And by everyone, I mean people and animals.
Really?
It ended up with Freddy printing off all these weird charts and diagrams. I must say, they didn't make much sense to me.
Well, hopefully they did to Freddy.
The important thing is he's enjoying it. He's bound to change his attitude to maths, I'd have thought.
Well done, Iftikhar.
Mm.
Right, I need to check on Santa's grotto.
Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have kept you.
No, it's good to have a chat. But better get on.
Yeah, thanks, Roy.
Oh. You haven't forgotten it's Lewis's ideas meeting on Thursday?
I hadn't, no, but I can't be there, I'm afraid.
Oh, no, that's no problem. It's just in case there's a staff member who isn't where you think they should be. They're probably in the boardroom with me and Lewis.
My goodness, you've been busy.
Yes. It's all waiting to go to the recycling centre.
Do you need some help getting them down there?
Oh, I've got someone from the church popping round this afternoon.
Oh, well, if you're sure. I've got the car outside.
I'll be fine. But thank you anyway.
You're very welcome. I was sorry to hear about Arthur. It came as quite a shock.
Yes.
I only wish I could have been at the funeral, but I didn't find out in time.
Oh, that's all right.
No, I feel very bad about it.
You mustn't feel like that. You've had quite enough to worry about with your own family.
Sorry?
With your son having the accident and everything. Must have been a very difficult time for you.
Ah, yes.
These things just come out the blue, don't they?
They do.
I hope he's on the mend now.
Oh, he is. Yes, thank you very much.
Good. I'm so glad.
Joyce, can I ask you how you knew about James?
Mr. Crawford told me.
Ah, did he?
Oh, dear. Wasn't he supposed to say anything?
No. It's fine. It's just he didn't mention that he'd seen you. That's all.
Well, he's a very busy man. I expect he had a lot of other things on his mind.
Yes, I'm sure he did.
Anyway, thanks for popping round. Can I offer you a cup of tea?
Oh, that's very kind of you, Joyce. But won't you be having lunch soon?
Oh, I don't suppose I'll bother.
Oh, I think you should. It's important to keep your strength up.
I expect I'll have some bread and cheese later on.
Look, how about I cook a light lunch for the two of us? I can easily pop out and get a few things.
Oh, no. I wouldn't want to put you to any trouble.
It's no trouble. And to be honest, I'm feeling a bit peckish myself.
Well, if you're sure, that'd be very nice.
Good.
It's all right, love. I'll get it.
It's probably David.
Yep, could be.
I hope he's all right about it.
Why shouldn't he be?
I don't know.
Hi, Ed. Is this a good time?
Yeah, come in.
Thanks. Oh, you're having your lunch?
Well, it's okay. We've just about finished.
You sure?
Yeah. Come and sit down.
Oh, here you go. I'll take your coat. Oh, thanks.
So, how did it go at Crowther's? Yeah, pretty good. Two nice carcasses. They were very impressed.
Oh, that's good.
Can I get you a cup of coffee or something?
Oh, no, thanks, Emma. Just get back in a minute. Ruth will be expecting me for lunch.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Only, I said I'd drop in. I'm sorry I couldn't stop this morning, Ed.
Oh, no, that's okay.
So, What was it on your mind? Right, well, it's,
I'm afraid we're going to have to give our notice in.
I'm sorry?
On this place. It's not that we want to move. We've loved living here, haven't we, Ed?
Oh, yeah.
But...
yeah, we,
things have got a bit difficult financially. And to be honest, we can't afford it anymore.
I see. It was having to do the electrics in the dairy that finished us. It was 4,000 quid that cost.
Struth.
Yeah, plus we had all that trouble with the car.
And that's all come on top of the drop in the milk price, as you know, David. It's got to the point where we just can't see our way clear anymore, can we, Emma?
No. Not without cutting back somewhere. So we've decided to move in with my mum and dad.
Yeah.
And all we can say is we're very sorry.
Oh, I must say, that was very tasty. Thank you.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
You're a very good cook, Lillian.
Oh, I don't know about that, but thank you.
You know, I always thought if it was me that was left on my own, I'd find it a big wrench leaving here. We've had such happy times in this house, Arthur and me.
Yes, I'm sure you have.
But it's been terrible since he died. I've been so lonely here, and I'm glad to be going.
Oh, Joyce.
Of course, Mr. Crawford will be able to do it up now, when I go.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, yes. Young people today want all the modern conveniences, don't they? And why not?
Quite.
But I've got my nice new flat to move into, and I'm sure I'll get used to it. In time.
Yes.
Life goes on, doesn't it?
Yes. But, you must promise me something, Joyce.
What's that?
If there's anything that we can help you with, anything that needs doing, you will let us know, won't you?
Thank you. You're very kind.
Look, I don't know if this would make a difference, but what if we were to cut down the rent for 2 or 3 months?
That's really generous of you, David.
Well, if it helps you get back on your feet.
To be honest, I don't know if it would.
Oh. Yeah, it's going to take a long time, we reckon.
It wouldn't be fair on you and Ruth. You must need the income yourselves, the way things are in dairy farming.
Well, it certainly hasn't been the easiest time.
That's why it'd be better if we move out.
Oh. Well, we're going to miss you, I know that. You've been great neighbours.
We've been very happy here.
Yeah. Are you sure that we can't help?
No, it's best this way.
Right, well, better be getting back and pass on the bad news to Ruth.
Please tell her how sorry we are.
Yeah, I will.
And hope it won't make any difference to my job.
Oh, of course not, Emma.
That's a relief.
I still can't believe it. It's going to be so strange not having you across the yard.
Yeah, we're going to miss you too.
Well, say cheerio then.
I'll see you, David.
Oh, and David?
Yeah?
We haven't got round to telling the kids yet, so if you wouldn't mind keeping it quiet for a few days.
Don't worry, I understand.
Thanks.
Well, I'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, David.
That's got that over with anyway.
There's no going back now.
Ed, I know this isn't easy, but thank you.
You know, I still meant what I said, Em. We're going to come through this.
Yeah.
And we'll be stronger as a family.
I know.
Moving to Ambridge View, that's just a stepping stone.
Yeah, of course.
Now we're going to move the business on and we're going to get our own place again.
Hello, Paul. It's me. I could really do with a chat sometime. Things aren't good round here, so Can you call me back? Please. Soon.
You're looking great, aren't you, Wiggo? Look at the shine on his coat.
Good old Josh, that's down to him.
I know. Well, if we win today, you better have the rosette for his room.
He'd like that.
Yeah. There we are. That's you done, old chap.
I was talking to Neil yesterday. He and Haley are dead impressed by what Josh is doing with the hens.
Well, I'm not surprised. There he is, rain or shine.
And happy as anything, apparently.
Well, that was me as a lad, too. Whistling me way to work in the morning, toiling all day in the wind and rain.
Sitting in a comfy tractor cab, more like.
Just a happy-go-lucky farmer's boy. Content with my fourpence a week pocket money.
Oh, yeah? And what was it Phil used to say about you demanding 50% more for milking in the morning than the afternoon?
Well, that's because I had an early understanding of the laws of the market.
Well, Josh might be taking after you there.
Now, there's a handsome beast. Very nice confirmation.
He's a born winner, aren't you, Wiggle?
Now, have I got all his details?
Well, you should have.
Just have a quick check through those, will you, David?
Yeah, OK.
What time does the judging start?
11 o'clock for the native breeds class, as you'll see on your schedule.
Great.
And I expect you noticed your chum Peter Bennett's here.
I'd hardly describe him as my chum.
Well, your rival, then. He's entered a very nice-looking Angus.
So what else is new? He always does.
You're going to have a fight on your hands, I reckon. You want to go along and look at him?
We're up to the challenge, aren't we, Wiggle?
Yeah, that's the spirit.
Yeah, that all looks okay, Eddie.
Right, that's what I like to hear. Right, I'll be getting on then.
I'll see you later.
Oh, I'll be in the calf later on. Will I see you there?
You might very well.
I'll look forward to it. And good luck in the ring.
All right, thanks, Eddie. Do you know, love, I might just stroll along and have a look at this fearsome beast we're up against.
I love the tablet computer, didn't you? Those colours were amazing.
Yeah, they were.
Do you think George would like it?
I'm sure he would. There's no way we can afford it.
No.
I'll probably get him that pickup truck. He loves anything with big wheels.
How would you feel if your dad and me got him the computer?
No, I'd rather you didn't. It's just way too expensive.
Yeah, I suppose it is. Sorry, love.
No, I just don't think Ed would be happy about it.
Is he all right now?
Not really. He's still blaming himself for us being in the situation.
Oh, dear.
He's worked so hard on the farm. And considering how little we started out with, he's done brilliantly.
Well, that's what your dad says. He's made a real success of it.
Yeah, well, that's not how Ed sees it. All he sees are the bills piling up.
Well, you've had a bit of bad luck, but it'll sort itself out, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
And hopefully, staying with us will speed things along a bit.
Yeah, I know. Well, don't get me wrong. Ed knows what you're doing for
us. Oh, never mind that.
Just his pride. To be honest, it has taken such a battering lately.
Yeah.
Not being able to afford our own place wasn't part of the plan.
No. It's only a blip.
Yeah, I hope so.
Hello, you two. Hey, they've really gone to town in here, haven't they?
Oh, hello, Cathy. Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Oh, you've exhausted little Kira already, I see.
Yeah, she's not that impressed with Christmas shopping.
I don't blame her.
You going to join us?
Oh, yeah, thanks, I will. I'll just get myself a coffee. Can I get you two anything? Emma?
Oh, no, I'm all right, thanks.
Okay, Susan?
Oh, no, I'm fine, thanks, Cathy. I've still got some tea in the pot.
Right, I shall be a minute then.
Now, look, we better not spend too long in here. We'll never get everything done.
Oh, I don't mind, it's just nice to be away.
Well, look, try not to worry. I'm sure it's all going to work out.
Come on, Wiggle. This is no time to start being awkward. Oh, no.
Having trouble?
Back at home, he was letting Josh put his halter on, no problem at all.
Well, that was Josh, the magic stockman.
What are you saying, David Archer?
Only that, you know, they've got to know each other.
Do you want me to have a go?
No, thank you. I'm fine. Just give me a moment.
Okay. Hey, I tell you what, it's a jolly big entry in the native breeds class.
Good. It must mean more people are getting interested in proper tasting meat at last.
Well, let's hope so.
Come on, Wiggle. Hold your head still. That's better. What was the Angus like?
Oh, he was fantastic. I tell you what, Mr. Bennett knows his cattle breeding.
You don't mind getting beaten by someone like that?
I do.
Yeah, you would.
There you are, old chap. All ready for your big moment.
See, I haven't completely lost me touch.
No luff.
So is it just the native breeds that are up?
No, it's all classes, really.
Oh, that's good.
Must be the new market. So much slicker than on the old site.
Especially getting in.
Yeah. Remember a couple of years ago, how long did it take us to get in from the bypass? Nearly an hour?
Something like that.
Oh, sorry, guys. There's going to be a slight delay. The other classes have overrun a bit.
Oh, well, how long's it going to be, do you reckon?
Oh, probably about half an hour, OK?
It'll have to be, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm sorry. A slight delay, I'm afraid.
What was it you were saying about a slicker operation?
Well, the way he talks about the work makes me wonder if what he'd really like is a job in a circus.
Oh, yeah.
Well, from what I can gather, his boss, Isaac, well, that's a treason.
Right.
Well, he seems to spend most of his time dangling on ropes 30 foot in the air with a chainsaw. Oh,
Jamie's not going to be doing that, is he?
Oh, I hope not. Well, not for a while, anyway. He'll need to get all the qualifications first.
Oh, OK.
Well, yesterday, he was just collecting up all the brash and feeding it into the chipper. He was exhausted by the time he got home. To be honest, I think it was a bit of a shock to the system.
Well, if you're not used to it...
Well, after tea, he just fell asleep in front of his computer. That's unheard of.
He is enjoying it, though.
Oh, yeah, he loves it. Well, I know. I know he's only just started.
Oh, it was his first day, was it, yesterday?
Yeah. But he's been going on about it for ages. So I really think this could be it.
Oh, good.
Well, more to the point, so does his boss. He seems to think Jamie's got what it takes to make the grade.
Well, I'm sure it's perfectly safe once you've done the training.
So Jamie keeps telling me.
Oh, there you are then.
Only he tells me a bit too often, which is slightly worrying.
Anyway, look, we'd better make a move, I think. Otherwise, we're not going to make any progress with our list.
Oh, nice to see you.
Yeah.
And good luck with the shopping.
Oh, thanks. And how about you, little one? You're going to wake up for a bit?
Oh, I've got a feeling the answer's no.
Where are you off to next, Cathy?
Oh, the deli.
Oh.
I need some exotic spices for my Shrewsbury cakes.
Shrewsbury cakes?
Yeah, they're Elizabethan. I'm trying them out for the Christmas show.
It's going to be strange not having them at the other side of the yard.
Yeah. I'm going to miss them.
Getting stung for $4,000 out of the blue, that was bound to hurt.
Yeah.
On Ed's scale of operation, you know, can't be any spare cash in the system.
I keep thinking we should have seen it coming. Maybe you could have helped earlier.
Well, I don't know how.
No.
I offered them a rent reduction while they paid off the other debt. I don't see what else we could have done.
I guess not.
Well, let's not hold them to a month's notice, though.
No, if they want to go earlier, that's fine.
I agree.
I suppose we should think about re-advertising the place.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, I'll get on to it.
Oh, yeah. Hard luck, you two. Pipped at the post, eh?
Well, there's no shame in coming second, Eddie. Especially in a lineup like that.
Ooh, some good beasts out there, I'll give you that.
Still, the price we got at auction made up for any disappointment.
Yeah, well, the bidding got pretty hot, didn't it?
You're not kidding.
Well, high standards, see. You always get a good trade after a show like that.
Well, we're happy.
So are you celebrating?
We've had a couple of cheese sarnies.
Last of the big spenders, eh? Well, I'm going for the turkey roast with trimmings.
Yeah, go on. Push the boat out.
Well, why not? It's nearly Christmas, ain't it?
Yeah. Oh, Eddie, we were sorry to hear that we'll be losing our neighbours.
What?
You know, Ed and Emma, when they move out.
David?
Oh. You didn't know, Eddie?
No. Would you mind telling me what's going on?
There he is.
What do you think? Oh, he's sweet, isn't he?
Do you reckon George will think so?
Oh, he'll love it.
Mm. Good.
And it'll be okay with Ed, too.
Yeah, oh, I understand.
Right, well, I think we deserve a cup of tea, don't you?
Oh, definitely.
I'd forgotten how tired you get pounding round shopping.
So, how long are they going to be working in the yard?
Oh, I'm not sure. They only started today.
Oh, right.
A couple of weeks, I should think. You'll have to ask David.
Well, it'll be good to see the end of that burnt-out barn at last.
Yeah, won't it, Jess? I'll be going to the court next Tuesday to hear Keith sentenced. Not looking forward to it, but perhaps then we can put the other thing behind us.
I know, love, but...
Can I come in?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
Susan.
Well, you timed that well. I was just about to make a cup of tea.
Right. Now, look, what's this I hear about you not being able to afford your rent?
Who's told you that?
I've seen David and Ruth. They thought I knew.
Oh, I'm sorry, Eddie. We couldn't see any way out, and Mum said we should move in with them.
Well, only for a while, like, you know, just till they get themselves sorted out.
Why didn't you say something to me and Clary? We could have helped too.
I would have done, but...
But what?
Ed didn't want you to know. He didn't want anyone to know.
I think perhaps I'd better be going.
Oh, well, thanks for today. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good, me too. We must do it again soon.
Yeah.
Bye then, love. Bye, Eddie.
See you.
Bye, Mum.
I still can't understand why you didn't talk to us.
Well, you know, Ed, he's trying to do it all on his own.
Are things really that bad?
Yeah, they are. Sorry.
So why on earth didn't he tell me?
He finds it hard enough even talking to me about it.
Well, you tell him. We're here for him, OK? For both of you.
Thanks.
And if there's anything we can do to help, well, you know where we are.
Mike! Mike!
Hang on, love!
You'd have finished by now.
Sorry, I'm a bit behind this morning. Been having a chat to Ed.
Oh, all right, is he?
Oh, I think so. I only wanted to find out if the milking unit were working okay. And it is, apparently.
Oh, good.
Now, all he's got to do now is find the money to pay for it, which ain't going to be easy.
Oh, he's not in trouble, is he?
Ed's assured me they'll manage. Anyway, it's time we got you off to your class.
You are still coming?
Well, of course I am, love.
Oh, I thought you might have forgotten. Either that or you weren't going to bother this time.
Oh, I ain't no bother at all. I want to be there.
Are you sure?
Quite sure.
Good.
Right, well, we better be getting back.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
I'll tell you one thing, though. I'll be quite happy not to have to watch another film on childbirth.
What are you doing?
Fixing myself some lunch.
It's in a bait maze. Can't we do better than that?
That's fine. Don't worry about me.
Where's your mum?
Oh, in Birmingham somewhere.
Birmingham?
Yeah, she suddenly announced she was off to do some Christmas shopping.
Did she? No mention of it over breakfast.
As far as I could tell, there wasn't much conversation about anything over breakfast. Oh, can you pass me the toast?
Go on, sit yourself down, I'll fix it.
Sorry?
We can't have you struggling on crutches, can we?
Oh, okay, thanks.
And... you're sure she didn't leave a message for me?
Nope.
It must have been something urgent. She must have forgotten I was coming home for lunch.
Maybe that's why she's not here.
Meaning what exactly?
Well, you don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to see she's been a tad frosty with you lately.
Oh, she's a bit upset by what happened to poor old Arthur Walters, that's all.
The chap who died?
Yeah.
But why take it out on you?
I have absolutely no idea. Now, let's see if we can find out what's going on. Was she going with Jennifer or anyone?
She didn't say.
Straight to voicemail. Hello, Pussycat. Give us a bell, can you? Let me know what you're up to. Thanks. Oh, and I hope you're having a nice day. Bye.
I don't want to worry you, Matt, but this could be quite a hit on your credit card. Have you thought of that?
Ah, well, as long as she's enjoying herself. Here you go. Chef's compliments.
Thanks. No chance of a knife and fork, is there?
No problem. We can't have Lillian thinking I've neglected you, can we?
That was absolutely delicious.
Yeah. Oh, I love these little drips of chocolate on the side.
And you're right about the place. It's much nicer.
I've stayed here a few times. Usually when I feel the need to be pampered.
Good for you.
Which is what I think you need at the moment.
Well, just a touch.
And I don't need to ask why.
Oh, Paul. He's like a force of nature. Sometimes I wonder if I mean anything at all to him.
Oh, Lillian.
Oh, well, nothing I say seems to register. You know, this business with our tenants, the Walters, Joyce and Arthur. Hmm? Oh, have I told you about them?
No, go on.
Oh, well, they were such a lovely couple, absolutely devoted to each other. They've been perfectly happy in that home of theirs for years and years, and then Amside came along and bought it. And that was the start of their problems, really.
I really appreciate this, Mike. I know you didn't find it easy last time.
I wouldn't miss it.
Oh, everyone's being so kind. I mean, Brenda phoned up earlier on just to say Tom was popping by this afternoon to put some of his ready meals in our freezer.
Oh.
Wasn't that a nice thought?
Yeah, brilliant.
Just to make life easier for us.
Yeah. Brent says they're turning into quite a money spinner, them meals.
Good. I hope he does really well because they're ever so tasty.
Yeah, and next week they're launching them Christmas hampers with his stuff in them. Yeah, they should do pretty well too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, here we are then.
Back again.
Oh, and please, let there be no more movies.
It'll probably be breathing exercises this time.
Oh, that's more like it. Bit of heavy breathing.
Oh.
Right, here we go.
Listen, Mike. Hmm? I don't care if you're the oldest person in the room. As far as I'm concerned, you're the best husband. And soon, you're going to be the best dad. Okay.
It's a very sad story. But you can't blame yourself for what happened.
They were a frail old couple, and when we bought their house, we took on responsibility for them.
Well,
and we let them down.
Matt did.
I'd have so liked to be at Arthur's funeral. I could at least have done that for him.
He's such a fool, my brother. Taking you for granted like he does. I'd never do that.
No, I know you wouldn't.
You and me together, now that would be a team. Mm.
I think we'd have fun.
I'm sure we would.
Oh, do you know, I feel so much better just having you to listen to me.
I'm glad.
Oh, let's not think about Matt anymore. Let's just enjoy being here with each other.
Yeah.
Paul.
Hmm?
Let's go up to your room.
Are you sure?
Sure.
All right, let's try it together then, shall we?
Okay, but I warn you, I'm very likely to get a fit of the giggles.
Ignore everyone else. It's right. Just the two of us together.
In the delivery room?
Yeah, if you want to think of it that way.
Okay, I'll shut my eyes.
Are you there?
I'm there.
Right, we'll start. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Relax, relax. now me.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Yeah, no problem.
I'll do it properly this time.
Here we go again.
Right.
Relax.
It's no good.
Oh, come on, Vicky.
All right. This time.
Right. Relax. Oh, Vicky.
Oh, come on, give us a kiss. At least we can still get that right. Oh, Paul, that was wonderful. I don't want this ever to end.
Neither do I.
Tell me, I'll see you again soon. Very soon.
You will.
And for longer.
Aren't you back in Borsetshire next week?
Oh, next week. Oh, I don't know if I could wait that long.
Nor do I. I'll see what I can do.
Promise.
Promise. But in the meantime...
Oh, I'm going to have to go.
Oh, no, must you?
I should, really.
You sure?
Well... I guess another half hour won't make that much difference.
Right, let's have a look-see, shall we?
It ought to be getting close now.
Yeah. What do I do? Stick a fork in?
That's the usual way.
Right. What's that look like?
No, still a bit too pink for me. Needs another half hour or so.
You reckon?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, you're the expert.
Compared with you, I am.
Hey, don't get cocky, Sunshine. This is for your benefit too, remember?
Yep, point taken.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Puss. Yeah. Had a nice time.
Very nice, thank you. What on earth's going on here?
I'm cooking dinner, aren't I?
Have I stumbled into the wrong house?
You sit yourself down. You've had an exhausting day tramping the streets.
Yes, well, it has been rather tiring.
How was Birmingham, Ma?
Birmingham was fine, thank you very much.
And have you bought yourself something nice?
Only a pair of shoes. Yeah, and I've left them in the car.
Is that all? Thought you'd push the boat out, what with Christmas coming up.
Well, there was... only the one thing that I really wanted.
Oh, well, never mind. The shops will still be there tomorrow. Mwah.
Look, now we've got the real expert back. Do you think I could leave you to it?
Yeah, you're off the hook. Thanks a lot for your help.
No problem. I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
We'll see you later, darling.
Thanks, Mark. Really looking forward to dinner.
Perhaps I'd better go and lay the dining room table.
No, it's already done.
Really?
Yep. You just stay where you are. Now, I've got a nice bottle of claret warming by the stove. You ready for a glass?
Yes, I think I need one.
Good.
I still think I must be in the wrong house.
I want to apologise to you, Puss.
Well, now I know I am.
Now, I can see now I was wrong not to keep you better informed about the waters.
Yes, you were.
Wasn't deliberate. I was preoccupied with sorting out the house for him, then after poor Arthur died, getting the new flat ready.
All you had to do was talk to me.
I know that, Puss, and in future I will.
How often have I heard that?
Well, this time I mean it. Things are going to be different now. We're going to be a team again.
Again?
So, shall we drink to that? The future of the team?
For goodness sake, I just don't know where I am with you anymore.
Well,
good news on the sponsorship front. Shire's Brewery are definitely interested.
Oh, of course. You had a visit from their...
Marketing director, yeah. Steve Pritchard.
That's the chap.
Very impressed with our facilities. And absolutely love the rare breeds.
Excellent.
He's going to put in a recommendation to the board.
Well, that's very good news indeed.
Oh, it is, but like I said to Elizabeth, let's not get too excited yet.
Of course not.
I mean, these are tough times. No one's got money to splash about anymore. Let's just say I'm cautiously optimistic.
Fingers crossed, then.
Well, that's it. Now then, have you got everything you need for your meeting?
Yeah, I think so. All except people.
Well, they'll be along soon. So I've got all hands on deck for Deck the Hall at the moment.
Yes, well, understood. After all, we open on Monday, don't we?
Right. Now, look, if it's okay with you, I'd like today's meeting to be fairly informal.
Fine. It's the brilliant ideas we're after.
Exactly. So I've suggested to people that they drift in and out as their other work allows. Are you happy with that?
There's no problem at all.
Oh, yeah?
Ah, here's our first customer.
Oh, am I too early?
No, you're fine.
Well, Hayley's got a great little wheeze, haven't you, love?
Well, I think it is. You might not agree, Lewis.
Well, better hear it then.
I'll leave you to it, if you don't mind. Only the contractors were having problems with the lighting tests. Need to make sure they've got it all in hand.
Yes, you carry on.
Okay, see you later then.
Yeah, bye, love.
Sit down, Hayley.
Oh, thanks.
Coffee?
Yes, please.
Well, kind of you to come. I know it's a busy time of year.
Yeah, but fun. I always enjoy Christmas.
Good. There we are.
Thanks.
Help yourself to milk. Now then, let's hear this idea of yours.
Oh, it's not exactly mine. My mum saw it at a local arboretum.
Oh, yes.
Quite a lot of places do it, but we never have, yes.
And?
It seems to be very successful. Well, worked on my mum anyway, and she's not one to throw money around.
Tell me more. I'm intrigued.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Bert.
Oh, morning, Bert. It's good of you to come along. Coffee?
No, thanks. You wait till you hear my idea. I was telling Frieda about it last night. She thought it was a winner. Reckons it'll bring the punters pouring in.
Well, I'm very glad to hear it, but...
You've got to connect with TV these days, that's the answer. So I thought, what are the popular programmes on at the moment? They're all about life in big country houses.
That you, Jazza?
It is. What are you up to?
Trying to solve the conundrum of my next subject.
Oh, you're not still struggling with that.
I'm afraid so.
I tell you, the answer's obvious. You could have the whole thing done and dusted by tea time.
I still don't think you're quite right for this one. Sorry.
One of these days I'm going to be picked up with the stale mags. Then you'll regret it.
You're probably right. But just have a look at this chap, will you?
So, who have you got here then? Tip the screen up a bit, can you?
How's that?
Fine.
Oh... Jazza, I do wish you wouldn't wear your overalls back home.
Bit pungent, are they?
Yeah, just a touch.
An ex-brigadier, I see.
Yes, he lives over at Loxley Barrett. Done a lot of travelling in the East, it seems.
What, beyond Felpisham, you mean?
He's written a couple of books, and apparently he's got a very fine collection of samurai swords and armour.
In that case, I wouldn't touch him.
Why not?
Take my advice. Avoid MD with any sort of collection. It doesn't matter if it's matchbooks, labels or mementos of the Titanic. The guy's guaranteed to be boring.
You could be right.
I mean, look at him. You can see he's dying to launch into his big lecture on the Ming Dynasty.
That's China.
Is it? Well, believe me, a couple of hours with this bloke, you wouldn't even care anymore.
Oh, what am I going to do, Jazza? I've got to come up with someone soon.
We'll have to crack it then, won't we?
I've had Derek Fletcher on the phone again this morning. Did you know he grows bonsai trees?
Why am I not surprised?
No, you're right.
Shall I tell you the answer to most of life's intractable problems?
Go on, then.
Head for the nearest bar.
Of course.
No, it's true. There's something about having a glass in your horn that frees up the creative juices.
Well, I'll get my coat. I'm not doing any good sitting here anyway.
Smart move, Jim.
Just one thing. If we're heading for the ball, you wouldn't care to change your overalls first.
We'd give it a fancy name. I thought something like the Lower Loxley passport.
Yes, I like that.
Which is exactly what it is. The idea is to give people an ongoing connection with the place so they keep on coming back.
Stakeholders, isn't that what they call it these days?
Yeah, well, something like that.
And with this passport thing, they can come back as many times as they like for free. Is that how it works?
Yeah, for the whole year. And don't forget, every time they visit, they'll probably be spending money in the shop and the tea room. Maybe even the gallery, some of them.
And what would we charge for this passport?
That's up to Elizabeth. My mum said at the Arboretum it's an extra 50% over the daily entry price.
Oh, so is that a pretty good deal if people are coming two or three times?
That's the beauty of it. Everyone's got an incentive to come back, and the more you visit, the cheaper it works out.
And all the time, they're spending money.
Exactly. So who's going to spend half a day at this place and not have a cup of tea and a bit of cake?
Impossible, I'd say.
So, what do you think?
I think it sounds very promising. Especially the possibility of building up long-term relationships with people.
They're not just visitors anymore. They're friends, really.
Yes, exactly. And it's a chance to build up our database. I'm sure Elizabeth's going to be interested.
I hope so.
And obviously, if we take it forward, we'll be asking you to help us fill in the details.
Of course I will.
Ah, you've got a few more here, I see.
Actually, we are doing rather well.
Oh, and what do you think of Hayley's passport idea?
It's excellent. Definitely one of the strongest.
And what else has caught your eye?
Well, nice idea from Bert Fry. What he's suggesting is we go back 100 years or so and research a couple of the people living here. Someone from upstairs, like Nigel's Uncle Rupert, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, I get it. And what, and someone from downstairs, like the cook?
Yes, that's it. And we make an exhibition of their everyday lives.
Yeah, might work.
People do like that sort of thing.
So, that's another one for the list.
Well, anyway, if you'll excuse us, Lewis.
Yes, of course.
We thought we'd have lunch out today.
Off you go then, the two of you. And thank you for your contribution, Hayley.
Any time.
Oh, and you'll do us a report on all this?
Yes, I'll put everything in there, all except the obvious non-starters.
Great.
And I'll send it to Elizabeth with you copied in.
Wouldn't it half improve my life if you could do the piece on Tom Archer?
I've already told him he's not right.
It doesn't stop him lobbying me.
I need a subject from further afield. He knows that.
I get about a bit these days.
Sorry, Bert, the same applies to you.
I've had some of my poems published in Evesham. Did I tell you that?
You're still Ambridge-based. That's the problem.
Tom thinks I can slip you subliminal messages out of your evening cocoa.
Tell him I never drink cocoa.
I finished my work on the Ode to the Trees. Did I tell you that, Jim?
Excellent. I shall look forward to hearing it on Sunday.
I'll give you a preview if you like.
Very kind, but I wouldn't want to spoil my enjoyment on the day.
Ah, good point. I thought I might declaim it from under the oak tree up the top.
You'd be like one of the old-time travelling preachers.
Well, that's how Joseph Arch started, under a chestnut tree, founded the Farm Workers' Union.
I don't think we need any fire and brimstone. If you can just somehow capture the spirit of trees. Ooh, there's Roy and Hayley.
She come up with a grand idea at our meeting.
Oh, good.
Did you hear about mine?
Oh, yes. Lewis told me all about it.
So that's a bit better.
Well, they've been asking for ideas over Lower Loxley, ways of increasing their income.
Bingo in the orangery. That should do it.
I'm not sure that's the market segment they're getting.
What I thought of was an exhibition, life as it was 100 years ago.
It's not exactly cutting edge in the brave new world of digital entertainment.
The butler and the scullery maid, the country squire.
On the other hand, there's of its possibilities, I suppose. With a butler, so...
Oh, come on, you two. This isn't getting me anywhere.
Iftikhar.
What?
Iftikhar. He'd be perfect for your next article.
Of course. Why didn't I think of him? Teacher, mathematician, athlete. And best of all, he's not from Ambridge.
He's got an eye for the women, I know.
There you are. An aesthete to boot.
A what?
Bert, you have solved the problem.
Glad to have been of help.
Now, are you going to let me buy you a drink?
Oh, well, I don't mind if I do.
I don't mind if I do either. Thanks, Jim.
I'll be right back.
No Reese behind the bar, I see.
Is that any significance?
He's probably gone into Jack's with him and Fallon being an item these days.
What Reese does on his day off is of no interest to me.
Must have come as quite a blow, though. Hey, Jazza?
Bert... Why don't you go and give Jim a hand with the drinks? And while you're there, get me a bag of pork scratchings, eh?
I was thinking of asking your dad and Vicky round for supper tomorrow. You okay with that?
Yeah, good idea.
She's going to be in the surgery all day, so she's bound to be tired. At least she won't have to worry about cooking.
Well, I don't know why she doesn't give the job up.
She's made up her mind to stay on till Christmas. And when Vicky makes her mind up on something...
Yeah, you're right. It'd take a bulldozer to shift her.
At least she's packed up her stint in the shop.
Yeah. My dad's very relieved, I can tell you.
All that standing around can't have done her any good.
Right. What are you going to have?
Oh, sorry, I haven't thought about it.
I think I'll go for the steak.
Oh, by the way, I'll be a bit late tonight. I'm taking Abby over to Grey Gables.
Yeah?
Yeah, Caroline and I need to put our heads together over the tree dressing. Just finalise the details.
What, for the kids, you mean?
Yeah. There's some really interesting design ideas for their lanterns, animals or winter leaves. In Japan, they hang up little bags of rice.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fantastic. But do you think we could eat?
Oh, sorry. I'll have the beer battered cod. Yeah, that'll do me.
Great. I'll go and order.
I might just have a quick word with Jazza, OK?
Yeah, sure.
While he's on his own. Jazza?
Oh, hi, Hayley.
You all right?
Aye, of course. Sit yourself down.
You don't look it. Staring miserably into your drink.
Nah, it's all right. Don't fuss yourself. It's just... Fallon with Reese, you know.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say it. It's nothing to do with me, really.
Yes, it is. You're mates. You're one of the good guys, Jazza.
I don't know about that. You better treat her right, that's all. But he'll be answering to me.
Oh, yeah, how's it going?
Oh, Mike, you were early this morning.
Oh, I was hoping to catch you before you went for your breakfast.
Oh, well, you're lucky. I had to fill up the ring feeder. Never got round to it yesterday.
Everything all right, is it?
Yeah. Cows are milking well. Silage seems okay.
And no more problems with the milking unit?
Oh, no, it's running sweet as a nut. So it should for the money we spent on the electrics.
Yeah.
Was that it then? Only I'm feeling a little bit hungry.
So basically everything's fine, eh?
What is this, Mike?
No, it's nothing. It's just you've seemed a bit distracted the past few days.
Yeah, well, I've had a few things on my mind. It's okay. It's not to do with the herd.
What then?
No, you might as well know. We'll be moving out of Rickyard soon, me and Em.
I knew there was summer.
Well, the only reason is that it makes sense to save on the rent, you know, with all that room they've got over at her mum and dad's place.
And that's all it is?
Yeah. Yeah, like a lot of people, we've had some big bills lately. Now, if you don't mind, I want to go and get my breakfast.
Look, Ed, I think you're doing a great job, and I want you to know I appreciate it.
Is that why you cut my milk price?
You know very well there's nothing I can do about that. It's forced on me by my customers.
Well, it certainly hasn't made things any easier.
Well, these are tough times for both of us. We're all getting squeezed by the big boys.
Yeah, I suppose.
We'll come through it, I'm sure, but... I do need to know your business is sound.
It is very sound. Now, if you don't mind, I want to go and get my breakfast.
Good gracious. There's a woman in Borchester who keeps 33 dogs in a 3-bedroom semi.
Glad we don't live next door. Lillian...
You know, no one should have to put up with that. And it says here the neighbours have been complaining for months.
Lillian, can you please put down the paper so we can have a proper conversation?
There. What did you want to talk about?
I'd very much appreciate it if you come up to the office today.
Not possible, I'm afraid.
Why's that?
Because James has asked me to drive him into Borchester this morning.
Oh, Liam!
Nope, not today.
All right, I'll be honest with you. I thought we might have lunch together. There's a nice new place just opened by the river over at Webster Bridge. I thought we might go and check it out.
I don't think so, Matt.
Look, I'm aware things aren't right. We need to have a proper talk.
you know, see if we can clear the air a bit.
I don't see the point, to be honest.
The point is you're not happy. And that really troubles me.
Does it?
Of course it does. We used to be such a great team. Now, if the wheels are coming off, I want to fix them.
Maybe they can't be fixed.
Oh, don't say that, Puss. What? Remember all those plans we had? We can't just let them go.
All right, I'll come.
Good. Good. You won't regret it, I promise. It's had some stonking reviews, this place.
Eddie! Eddie!
What is it?
Turn that off a minute. I want to ask you something.
Better not take long. I've got all this lot to do yet.
Yeah, well, where do you reckon we ought to hang up our sign?
Where do you think? One of the trees, of course.
But which one, eh? We don't want to be over in the corner. Nobody's going to go over there.
How about on this one?
Oh, that's where the kiddies are hanging their baubles.
The one next to it, then?
Ha-ha, right, yeah. And we'll put a table here, then, shall we?
Yeah, whatever.
Eddie, you remember when we did the Grundy World at Christmas?
As if I could forget.
It did all right, though, didn't we?
Yeah, a lot of hard work, I know that.
That's true.
Hey, if Jim's going to put on this event every year, I reckon we'll be a lot better off. Saves us doing all the work ourselves.
With a bit of luck, we sure gets to sell our turkeys.
Yeah, exactly. And our mistletoe.
That's a good job you're doing there, Eddie.
Oh, cheers, Mike.
Here, Mike Tucker. Hmm? Since you're going to be giving out information, you're going to send the punters our way.
I'm sorry, Joe. Can't give out commercial messages.
Well, it ain't commercial. It's a public service, our turkeys.
No, can do, I'm afraid. Strictly information about trees.
Yeah, there's always the way.
Any road I've got to get on.
Look, before you do, Eddie, can I have a quick word?
What about?
I was just talking to Ed. He tells me him and Emma are going to be moving out of Rickyard Cottage.
Yeah, that's right. They're off to Ambridge View.
Yeah, good thing too, paying out all that rent to the artist.
Yeah. They're not in any trouble, are they? Yeah. I mean, everything's all right with the business.
Yeah, what are you saying, Mike Tucker?
Well, I'm sorry, Joe. No, I have to ask. My business depends on them too, remember?
Yeah, well, I can put your mind at rest. You've got nothing to worry about. So if you hear anyone saying anything different, you'll be able to put them straight, won't you?
I told you it was special, didn't I?
Reminds me of that little restaurant in Paris, the one in Montmartre.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like a long time ago.
We had that long talk about the business, remember? What it was supposed to be for?
Making life better for people. That's what you said.
Exactly. And I couldn't do it without you.
I hope things are going to be different after that. But nothing's changed, has it?
Oh, don't say that.
Same old Matt, same old priorities. You're still focused on number one, and God help anyone who gets in your way. Me included.
No. You're wrong, Pusscat. All right, I can be impetuous, I know that. But it's because I really want to make things better.
Oh, yeah. What about the Walters?
Yes, for them too.
Oh, please don't make a fool of me, Matt.
I had this vision of what we could do with that place of theirs.
But to go ahead at the expense of a frail old couple?
That's the last thing I'd have done. Okay, maybe I should have taken it more slowly. I could have explained things better. But it's because I'm in a hurry to make things better. That's my weakness, Pusscat, that's all.
And where do I fit into this grand vision of yours?
You are at the centre of it. You always have been.
It's never felt like that to me.
Look, I know I can be brash, I've admitted that, but with my can-do attitude and your sensitivity to people, we could really be making a difference. Stick with me, Pusscat. Together we're unstoppable.
Someone's busy.
Oh, hello, you two.
Afternoon.
Hey, what's this? I thought you two were busy at the community orchard.
Oh, we have been. But we're just about finished, so we thought we'd come and say hello.
Well, you're not the first. It's
Seem to be getting very popular all of a sudden.
Yeah, who else has been over there?
No, it's only Mike.
Oh, oh, trust him.
Do you fancy a brew?
No, no, it's all right, son. We won't hold you up. I expect you got plenty to do.
Yeah, when haven't I?
Yeah, we just come to cheer you up, that's all.
Should I need cheering up?
No reason at all. No, 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 of course not. Only with having to move so soon before Christmas.
Yeah, it's not a problem, Grandad.
Yeah, well, it's bound to be an upheaval, though, isn't it? Something like that.
Well, listen, we're moving because it's the best thing for us all. Lots more space for the kids.
Hey, Dad, why don't you go and have a look round the cows? Yeah. I'm sure Edward would appreciate that, wouldn't you, Edward?
What? Oh, yeah, yeah.
You always did have the best eye for stock.
Yeah, definitely.
I was glad to help. You know, sir.
Oh, thanks, Grandad. If there's anything wrong, I know you'll spot it.
Well, spending all them years with stock, you get to know them better than people sometimes.
Well, exactly. So if you've got a few minutes, that'd be... They're all either round the yard or in the lying area.
I'll find them.
So come on, tell me, what's the real reason you come over?
Well, to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, which I am.
And to say, well, we are very proud of you. Me and your mum and your granddad.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it. What's brought this on?
Look, I know you didn't want to move out of Rickyard. Anyone who knew you would realise that.
Yeah, well, the decision's made now, so that's what's going to happen.
And I still want to tell you, you're doing a great job. And it's not just me saying that. I know Oliver thinks the same.
I'd like to think so.
Oh, it wasn't easy what you took on. Not a lot of people could have made a go of it. But you have.
Like you'd know.
Oh, of course I know. Hey, I grew up on this farm, remember? I know every square foot of this land. Every boggy bit. Every bit where the grass goes brown after a month of dry weather. And I'd know if something was going wrong. And it isn't.
Do you mean that?
Of course. Oh, this farm's in as good a shape as ever I've seen it. And that's down to you.
Yeah, well, it means a lot, this place.
Oh, I know I did a lot wrong when I was here. I was stupid and lazy. That's why we lost it.
Oh, Dad.
Yeah, it's the truth. But I don't see it in you. You're working hard and you're committed to the farm and to your family.
I hope so.
And that's the reason we're proud of you.
Ah, oh, that was absolutely divine.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I'll say this for you, Matt. You know how to pick a winner. How on earth did you discover this play?
Just a matter of keeping your ear to the ground.
Something you excel at.
Yeah, I like to think so. It's the same with buying property, isn't it?
You've done all right in that department too.
You and me together, yeah. Well, it's you that makes the difference.
Oh, Matt. I've heard all this before. I've been there, got the T-shirt.
Listen, about Joyce Walters, I want you to know there won't be any expense spared getting her flat exactly as she wants it.
I should hope not. And I'd really like to help her move in. I feel I owe it to her. Can you understand that?
Of course I can. And I love you for it.
Do you? Or do you just think I'm a soft touch?
Oh, Lillian.
Ever since your sentence, Matt, I'm supposed to be the one running this business, but for all the notice you've taken of me in the past few months, we might as well not be working together.
Well, we are. And that's the way I want it to stay.
Really?
I told you, Puss. I'm twice the man when I'm working with you.
I'd like to believe that. I truly would. The fact is, I'm not sure if I can trust you anymore.
Well, you can. I promise you, you can.